The Local Take had an opportunity to briefly speak with Democratic strategist Donna Brazile while she visited Atlanta to promote her new book, Hacks. I spoke with her about the controversial response to the book and asked what she hoped would come from the release of Hacks.
They had a targeted campaign to sow discord in certain areas of the country, especially minorities, using anti-immigration ads, anti-Black Lives Matter ads. And so I would hope that we would learn from 2016 and not repeat the same mistakes in 2018. Look, if the Russians and the Chinese tried to hack into our system in 2012 and they were 2008 and they were unsuccessful. The Russians were very successful in hacking. They almost hacked into our databases, our voter registration list. We don't even know the full extent of what happened in 2016. So if there's one thing I would hope that people will take away from the book is that we have to be a little bit more suspect when it comes to cybersecurity, understanding the full implications of using these social media platforms.
One last question. Voter apathy. Even here in Atlanta in the mayor's race, only 20% of registered voters turned out. In the last presidential election, voters didn't turn out. How do we engage with voters and make them understand the importance of voting?
Well, I think it has to, candidates have to be more involved, political parties have to be more involved, the media has to be more involved. We need more civic engagement, we need more civic life. People need to understand what's at stake. We need to take our debates outside of the TV studio and into the community so people understand what's at stake in all these elections. The reason why people are not using their political power is that they don't understand what it means to be a quote-unquote engaged voter. We need to begin to talk about what's at stake so that voters feel a little bit more ownership of their political future.
Is that meaning bringing citizenship back into the classroom so that we start young?
I'm a big believer in civic education. That's one of the reasons why I've lectured at over 200 college campuses. In fact, I'll be in Alabama in 2 weeks once I get back to Harvard and Georgetown. But I believe that we have to talk about the importance of our democracy. If we don't, you'll find that the United States will once again be vulnerable to another cyber attack in the future.
Thank you so much.
It's good to be back.
Please remember to vote on Tuesday, December 5th, in the Atlanta mayoral runoff. If you listen to and support The Local Take, remember Jazz 91.9 WCLK is a nonprofit NPR affiliate station licensed to Clark Atlanta University. When you make a donation to WCLK before December 31st, your donation may qualify as a tax deduction. Please visit WCLK.com, click on the donate button, and select the amount of your donation. It takes about 91 seconds to help support your favorite radio station and get a year-end deduction.